Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanim in the Gemara. Is going to say that these four are all on the first day of the month. Be'echad B'Nisan, and these are Rosh Hashanahs for different things. They're the beginning of the year, or the line that marks the beginning of the year for different halachas. Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'R'Legolim. And Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings. Kings, their years are not counted according to when they actually started to reign, but the year changes in Nisan. And that's Jewish kings. And Regalim, also, the Gemara explained, for Patsacher, right, when you're over the Isser of delaying bringing another, depends on Regalim, and the Regalim have to go in order, according to one opinion. And that's the opinion of the Mishnah, and therefore Regalim start in Nisan. First Pesach is the first regal. Rashi, Arba Rosh Hashanim, Limalachim, Regilim Hayulim Nozman Shtaroseim Lishnos HaMelech, Mishana Sha'amad Bo HaMelech. Rashi says that the reason why we need a Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is because of Shtaros. They used to date the Shtaros according to the reign of a king. That was how the date was done, not like we do it to Brias HaOlam. Kinamrim HaSechus Gittin, Mishum Shalom Malchus. Tosus argues on this. Tosus says that the only shtar that they were masakin, that they had to date according to the king, the reigning king, was Gittin, because it's so important. It's matter, Eishes Ish. But other shtaros, they didn't have the minig to date according to the king. Just the opposite. They dated according to Malche Yovan, not Dafka, the king of that place, because of Shalom Malchus.
When we say shtar,
that means all business contracts? Right. Right. We have to write a date in it. The date wasn't done according to the creation of the world, but according to the reigning king. But Tosus says, not because of Shalom Malchus. Shalom Malchus only applied to Gittin. The Kavu Chachamim Echad B'Nisan L'Tchilas Shnasa. And the first of Nisan was made the date when the reign of a king would change. Afilu Omad B'Shvat or Ba'Adar. Even if the king started reigning in Shvat or Adar, right? Kol Sashnasa Mishigia Nisan. On the first of Nisan, he starts his second year. So it was a uniform thing. You didn't have to remember exactly when the king started reigning. It was a uniform thing that every year of the king started Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Aschil Alumnos Loshon Hashniya. Ulder Regalim Mefarish B'Gemara. The Gemara explained what was Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. And the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. Rashi, Maiser Behema. Rashi says one difference is you can't take Meiser from those that were born during the year prior to Rosh Chodesh Elul to the ones that were born after Rosh Chodesh Elul, which are from another year. You have to take Meiser year by year. K'dichsiv, Aser to Aser, es kol tvua zarecho, hayotzi asodeh, shana shana. It says that you have to take off Meiser dogon. A meister from crops, shana shana, year by year. And since it says aser to aser, we learn that it also includes meister behema. The omer mar bevchoros, so terek meister behema, v'shtei meister sakosa medaber, echad meister behema, v'echad meister dogon. Just like you have to take off meister dogon each year by itself. So if you have two things of tevel, one from this year, one from next year, the other the next year, so you don't take off from one to the other. You take each one separately by itself. So, too, you can't take off if you have 10 animals from this year and 10 from the year before. You don't put them together and take off, two from the, from or take off one from this or two from this on the other one. You have to take off one from each 10 because they're different years. Another nafka mina is that if you have five from this year and five from the next year, there's their pater from Meiser completely. They're not mitzvah. The Rambam holds b'di'evit, if you took from one year on the other, it's okay. It's chal. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon omrim be'echo b'tishrei. And Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon hold that the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema is Echad B'Tishrei, not Echad Be'Elul. Be'Echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shonim u'lishmitim u'liyovlos l'netia u'liyorakos. On Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for years. The year changes in Tishrei, even though the months go after Nisan. Right? That's a special halacha of Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, just like the days of the week go after Shabbos. But the years change in Tishrei, u'lishmitim, Rashi, l'shonim first b'mora, l'shmitim u'liyovlos, mishenichnas Tishrei osur lachrosh l'zrom in haTorah. Once Tishrei comes in a Shemitah year, a Yovel year, it's osur to plow or plant from the Torah. From this Rashi, it's mashma, that Tosfos Shemitah, which is a month earlier, is only the Rabbanan. But it could be that it's halacha l'mosh misei. Some hold it's the Raisa, we learn it from a Pasuk. Some learn that it's halacha l'mosh misinai, and some learn that it's only the Rabbanan. From Rashi, it's mashma, it's only the Rabbanan. But it could be that it's halacha l'mosh misinai, and Lizra min haTorah means where it's mefurish in the Torah, not a halacha l'mosh misinai. And there's nafkaminas between something that's mefurish in the Torah and something that's only halacha l'mosh misinai. L'netia, l'minyan shnei orla. Netia means if you plant a tree. The years of Orla start in Tishrei. V'afilu nota ba'av. Even if you planted it in Av, and the Gemara is going to discuss when in Av you had to plant it in order for it to get a whole year. Kol sishnaso rishona v'sofelu. Once Echa b'Tishrei comes, it's considered the second year l'gabi Orla. V'kulu m'forish time b'Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the reason and the details of each one. Liarakos l'maiser yerek she'ein tormin u'maiser min anilka v'fnei Rosh Hashanah acha Rosh Hashanah. Maiser yerek, which really is only the Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan gave Rosh Hashanah Tishrei as the line of demarcation. Anything that was gathered before Tishrei is last year's crop and you have to take off maiser of that by itself, and anything after Tishrei is this coming year's crop and has to take off maiser by itself. Le'ilon. We didn't get it yet. The Echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Kedivrei Beishamai. And Echad B'Shvat, it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, and the Bnei Yisoskar says it should have said Le'ilonos. Why it's Le'ilon is a hint that it's specifically on Tu B'Shvat, or on Echad B'Shvat, according to Beishamai, should daven for a good Esrig. And the Vilna Gaon says, why do you say Kedivrei Beishamai? You should say Divrei Beishamai. Kedivrei Beisham is going back on the beginning. The beginning of the mission says there are four Rosh Hashanim on four Rosh Chodashim. That only is Kedivrei Beishamai, who says that Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. But according to Beis Hillel, that is Chamishos or B'Shvat, the Arba Rosh Hashanim doesn't work out. They're not four Rosh Hashanim on four Rosh Chodashim, because one of them is not on Rosh Chodesh. So Kedivrei Beishamai is not going only back on Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, but Kedivrei Beishamai, the whole Mishnah till now that says Arbo Rosh Hashanim Heim is only Kedivrei Beishamai. Okay. The Gemara is... What? No, the Gemara is going to say that. That's a pshat. The Gemara is going to ask Kasha. It doesn't work out. L'maiser. Okay. Le'ilon. Le'inyan Maiser. She'ein Maiser in Peiros. Ho'ilon Shechontu Kodim Shvat. Al Shechontu La'achar Shvat. It's also Gabi Maiser. Peiros ha'ilon go after chanata, right, when they blossom. So anything that blossomed before Echad B'Shvat, or according to Beis Hillel, Tu B'Shvat, is from the last year's crop, and you take off Maaser separately, and anything that blossomed after Echad B'Shvat, or Tu B'Shvat, is from the coming year's crop. Shebe'ilon holich achar chanata, not lekita like by Yerek. Yerek you go after when it's gathered, or according to some, when it finishes growing completely and doesn't need the ground anymore. It's like it's gathered. But by Ilon you go after chanata. Uvigmar meforish maishna shvat. The Gemara will explain why dafke shvat is the line of demarcation for when trees blossom. Okay, Gemara. Limalachim lemai hilchasa. What's the halacha that's nogeya to Malachim? Why do we need a Rosh Hashanah for kings? Amar Rav Chizkiya l'shtaros. It's in order to date shtaros. Disnan, shtari chov hamukdamim psula, because a date in a shtar is very significant, because if it's predated, it's pasul. And if it's dated later than its real date, it's kosher. Okay, Rashi explains why. Le'inyan here. Why does the Rabbanan have to make a set date for the years of kings? Why don't they just leave it that whenever he started reigning, that day comes around, it's the second year? Why do they have to have a uniform date to change the year? Lishtaros, lahavchin eze shtar chov muktam lemilva veze mocher. To know, so it's easy to know which star is predated and which star is late and which one's on time. Disnam esecha shviyas, shtori chov hamukdomim psulim. The fisher rotzo litrof lekucho shalachu sodom in alova mizvan shabishtar ushalokadinu, shari kodma mechira lahalva. Uvishtar neyed shalva kodma leficha consumer ligbosbo, velo yitrof afilum mizvan hamilva. Right. So Rashi explains what happens like this: you made the loan on the first day of Shvat, but you wrote the date for what's it called for Teves. Okay, you wrote the date a week early, predated it. So really, once you made the loan, so and you made a loan with a shtar. So everything that the person has is meshubit. It's leaned. And if the person goes and sells his field, and then he can't pay the debt, the lender can go and take the field away from the person who bought it. So now, let's say the person sold the field on Chav Gimel Teves. The shtar is written Chav Teves. But really, the loan didn't take place till Echad Shvat. So between Chav Teves, which the star says is the date, and Aleph Shvat, there really is no lien. The lien only starts from what's it called, from Aleph Shvat. So therefore, he's going to, and if he sold the field on Chav Teves, right, which is, or Chav Gimel Teves, which is after the date that it says in the star, so people are going to think that it was already lien from then, and the lender can go and take the field away when he can't. It's not leaned at all. It's before the halva took place. So therefore, the Rabbanan made a knas that if you predate a shtar, it's possible. And you don't even collect with it from any mishubadim. You can't, it's like a milval peh. The shtar is meaningless. But according to Rashi, you are gov as a milval peh. It is a good raya that there was a halva. It's just that it doesn't have the force of a shtar, that a milva b'shtar is leaned, and without a milva b'shtar, there's no lean. Other the re holds in Bava Basra that a shtar muktam is possible completely. It doesn't even tell me that there was a loan. You can't collect with it anything, not even as a milva al peh. You can't even collect the debt with it. You have to bring other proof. V'imlo kavu yom l'tchila shnos hamelech, and if they didn't make a uniform date for the reigns of kings, and they used to use kings as the dating of the shtar. Elakom melech u'melech l'fi yom sha'amad. They, what's it called? They did it according to the reign of every king. Ein lahavchin ha'shtar muktam ha'mucher. It'd be very difficult to know if this shtar is a predated shtar or a later shtar or whatever. Right? On the other hand, a late shtar, if the halva was done on Echad Shvat, but the date was written the 10th of Shvat. So nothing's going to come from it. The worst will be that the guy won't be able to get a field that he really deserves, but he took the shtar, right? He was okay with him. So he relinquished his rights to the lien for 10 days. Kigon, im kosub bo bekisle, bishon ashlishis, lova ploni ploni mona. For instance, if it says in the shtar that in Kislev in the third year of this king, that's when the loan took place. And the Edom say we didn't actually see the loan, but the Lova came and said, write a shtar that I owe so and so money from this date. Okay. So he's allowed to do that because the guy's machayev himself to the other person. If it's not really true, I'm the one who's saying that I owe the other person money. So they can write such a shtar. But we didn't see the loan take place on the first day of Kislev. Right? We just were heard from the love, write a shtar, first of Kislev, that I'm chayev to this person. So now, if the loan didn't take place on the first day of Kislev, but it took place before that, then it's a kosher shtar. If the loan didn't take place on the first of Kislev, but it took place after that, then it's not a good shtar. Right? Ka'osa shishoninu, kosvin shtar lelov, alfa pishen malva imo. You can write a shtar for the lova, even if the malva's not there, because the guy says he's chayev, you can believe him. He is not, he's hurting himself. Ve'eino anu yodim im hilvo, kodim l'cheino achrkei. We don't know when the actual debt took place. All the lova told us, write this shtar from this date. So we don't now know if this is a good shtar or not a good shtar. Avor inu shilvo, mona betamuz, v'shon eshlishis, the melech ploni. But we know that there was a loan, and we know there were no other loans. Okay, you have to say it's talking in a place where the Adam know there was no other loan the person ever made. He only made one loan. And we know that he made a loan in Tammuz, right, in the third year of this king. Right, and if the Dayanim, it's hard to keep track of which month the king started. So, Ein Lahavchinim Tammuz called him the Kislev, and Kislev called him the Tammuz. So we won't know if this is the third year or the fourth year. In other words, what is Tammuz before Kislev in this king's reign, or is Kislev before Tammuz in this king's reign? When did he start? So im shnosu matchelus ben Tammuz le Kislev, if his year starts somewhere between Tammuz and Kislev, right, then Kislev's a new year. If his reign starts somewhere between Kislev and Tammuz, then Kislev's not a new year. Nimsa Kislev kodim l'tamuz b'chol shnosa, u'shtar muktamu. Right? So then, Kislev always precedes Tammuz l'gabe his reign. But if it's the other way around, Kislev always comes after Tammuz in his reign. And it's hard to keep track of each king. The im omad ben Kislev v'tamuz l'achrov, nimsa Tammuz kodim l'kislev b'chol shnosa, u'shtar mu'ucharu. The achshav shekovel nisan rosh hashanah l'olam Tammuz kodim Kislev. Now they made a uniform thing, that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, we always know that if it says Tammuz, it's before the next Kislev. And if the next Kislev is going to be, just the opposite. It's Tammuz is going to be in the same year as Kislev, and Kislev is going to be not in the same year as the next Tammuz. Tana Rabbanan, Melech She'omad Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar, a king that became king on the 29th day of Adar, Kivin Shigia Echad B'Nisan, also Loshana. The next day, he starts his second year. One day in the year is considered his full first year, and the next day is his second year. Vimlo amad elabecha b'nisan, but if he started on the first day of Nisan, ein monin Loshana shegia Nisan acher. He doesn't have to start a second year till another year, so it's possible that a king can have one day as his year, or a whole year as a year.